Finally, the familiar Super Duty rumbled up to the curb. Amber hurried from the church, climbing up into the cab before the door to the church had even swung shut.
"What took you so long?"
"Seriously?" Alaric gaped. "You wake me up at 1 in the morning, tell me that you need a ride to Surrey with immediate effect, and then you have the gall to ask me what took so long?"
"Can we just drive, please?"
He frowned at her, but pulled the shift lever into drive. She knew she should apologize to him, that he was doing her a favor. Amber thought of Barnaby's warning, of how the life of an inquisitor is a solo existence. She began to understand why. Her obsession with the pursuit of justice far superseded any friendships.
"If this is the price, I will gladly pay it."
She tried to convince herself that she really meant it, too.
"I need to meet this contact of yours," Alaric said as he turned off Highway 2 into Surrey.
It was the first either of them had spoken during the drive.
"Now isn't a great time, Rick."
Amber's blonde hair shook.
"I can't expect you to understand, but I need you to wait in the pickup. Oh, and I may be a little longer this time."
Alaric grumbled.
"Whatever you say, Miss Daisy."
She didn't understand his reference, nor did she care. Her body cried for sleep, but she was buzzing with adrenaline. The Malvern woman focused on her task to the exclusion of everything else. Having sent Barnaby to rest, she would need to call upon him again, and that would cost mana. Holding the inevitably irritated apparition at bay would exhaust her further. The yellow beam from her flashlight led the way as she walked across the graves in the Brethren Cemetery. She found Barnaby Harrison's headstone and was reaching for it when she saw movement in her periphery. Instinctively, Amber clicked her flashlight off, reversing it in her grip to use as a weapon. As her eyes adjusted to the darkness, the movement became pronounced. A glimmering, transparent blue shape walked the edge of the cemetery, approaching her.
"The little girl returns. Has she finished with her temper tantrum at last?"
"Barnaby?" Amber gasped. How are you here? I sent you away. I released you. I sent you to rest."
His sandpaper laugh echoed in her skull.
"So you did, and I shall, when justice for my murderer has been served. You no longer hold sway over me."
You can choose not to return when I release you?"
Amber felt sick to her stomach.
"I didn't know."
"Indeed you did not. Simply shocking how ignorant you are. You do not even know what you do not know."
"I'm holding up my end of the deal. I've got a detective looking into Billy Colton."
"Very good, little girl."
The spirit paced a circle around Amber.
"This is why you are visiting me? A status report?"
No, not entirely."
She zipped up her jacket and hugged herself. The ghost's close presence made the night air even colder.
"It seems that there is a conspiracy of some sort. Potential inquisitors are being eliminated before they can become a problem to this upside-down order. There are suspicions that the parties involved include members of the Drew High Council."
"Troubling, indubitably."
Barnaby stroked his mutton chops with transparent fingers.
"How do you expect to combat this if you are indeed the lone living inquisitor?"
"With the help of a grand inquisitor."
Amber focused her gaze on the glowing eye sockets of the ghost.
"Tell me everything you know about lifting a deference spell."